Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in God's Word. We're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse 39. We read, "Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good." And so here he is. He's trying to turn his life around. Another word for, in this case, for reproach is the word of shame. And as we've been talking the last few verses, that the psalmist here was talking about was the guilt that he was feeling from his rebellion against the Lord. He was beholden things that were vain. He was desiring, he was coveting after other things other than the Lord. And he didn't want to see the shame within his life. And certainly that's what sin has. It always has that negative effect on somebody's life. And he says, "This reproach has brought me to a place which I fear. Turn away from my reproach, which I fear. Otherwise, that shame that brings me to a place of fear." I'm reminded of David. You know, certainly we knew that David was a marvelous man that we loved so much, but he also had his times of weaknesses in which he fell. And he did so with Bathsheba. And in Psalm 51, which is known as David's repentive psalm, we get a little insight of what rebellion against God and what sin can bring upon somebody's life, where it brings us that sense of fear of the lack of the presence of the Lord, even as he acknowledged how he was born into sin, even from the day one of his life. Sin had a hold upon his life, and he needed help because he realized he could not restore himself. He asked the Lord to purge him. He says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be whiter than snow. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." He says, "Lord, please make me to hear the joy of thy gladness, the joy of thy salvation." And he prayed. He says, "Lord, create in me a clean heart." He realized that sin had so polluted his life that he wanted once again that clean heart. "Oh God, renew a right spirit within me because my spirit isn't right." And then he asked. And I really believe that fear that can grip our hearts, the sense of loss, the loss of the presence of the Lord within our life. And that's what sin does. It breaks that fellowship that we have with the Lord. And he asks in verse 11, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." And then the beauty that he asks, he says, "Restore to me the joy of thy salvation." You know, the thing so amazing, in the book of Malachi, the Bible says, if we return unto the Lord, he will return unto us. The psalmist is here praying. He says, "Lord, please restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." David's actually praying this. I know that the Lord was hearing him and answering that prayer. In verse 14, he says, "Deliver me from blood guiltiness." The effect of sin. The reproach that he was feeling, that guilt that he was having, and that was resulting in fear that was coming upon his life that he didn't want, and he was looking for a way to escape. Do you know, fear, I believe, is a real thing. A real thing that affects everybody's life. And it comes in so many different ways. And the Bible exhorts us that we should not be afraid. Let me read a few of them. There's so many incidences in the scriptures where we're exhorted not to be afraid. And I'm looking at, there's 54 of them here that I'm looking at right now. And I'd just like to read a few of them out of Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. We read, "When thou goest out to battle against thine enemy, and seest horses and chariots and people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." Of course, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, as the Lord speaking, he says, "Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." He goes on in chapter 11, verse 6. He says, "The Lord said to Joshua, be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time I will deliver you up." As we go out throughout the scriptures, we see this beautiful promise of God for us not to be afraid. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, we read where the Lord says, he says, "Hearken ye, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem," or as the prophet does, "Thou king of Jehoshaphat, thou sayest the Lord unto thee, be not afraid, nor dismayed, for the reason of the great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. It belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord." Proverbs tells us, be not afraid of sudden fear. When all of a sudden something comes upon us that we don't understand, he says, don't be afraid of sudden fear. As we go on, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8, he says, be not afraid of their faces. And then it goes on in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 6, he says, O son of man, do not be afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Don't be afraid of their words. As we see, it's God's heart that we're not afraid. And so the psalmist is praying as he's looking to the Lord for help. He's looking for the Lord. He says, turn away my reproach, which I fear. You know, as he prayed and he humbled himself and he asked God for help. And then he says something so beautiful. He says, for thy judgments are good. He saw what the world had to offer, and he knew that the world and the things that he was lusting after and he was desirous of, at the end of the day, they always add up to be emptiness. Even later on, as we see where the scripture tells us there in Ecclesiastes, where it says, vanity, vanity, emptiness, emptiness are the things of the world. He says, but your judgments are good. The contrast is the things of the Lord are good. They should be treasured. They should be sought after. In Psalm 19, verse 9, we read, for the fear of the Lord is clean, endure forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. May we ask God to turn us away from our reproach. Turn us away from the things that we seek after in this world, that bring us to a place of despair, that we might seek after the things of God. And it's my prayer this day, if you are fearful of anything, maybe a sudden fear, maybe some news that you got recently, maybe a friend that said a discouraging word to you, remember this. Even as we see so often in the scripture, be not afraid, because the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.